are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Comparatively speaking, 2023 was not a great year for Carolina athletics. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Over the decades, UNC also stood for University of National Champions. Rarely has at least several Tar Heel programs not won an ACC, NCAA, or other national championships. Over the last academic or calendar year, two women's sports continue to excel. Tennis won another ITA indoor tournament title and its first NCAA team championship. Field hockey captured its second straight ACC and national championships, the first with Aaron Mattson as Player of the Year and the second with Mattson as rookie head coach. Other stalwarts in women's lacrosse and women's soccer made their annual deep runs in their respective NCAA tournaments, but with surprising results. Jenny Levy's lacrosse team could not defend its ACC and national championship, losing to Boston College for the ACC banner and the NCAA regional round to Denver 5-4 in Chapel Hill. Anson Dorrance's soccer program again fell short of trying to win its first NCAA title since 2012. After losing a late 2-0 lead over UCLA in the 2022 College Cup, the Tar Heels followed up by losing a 3-0 lead at BYU in the last 30 minutes of their regional the day after Thanksgiving. The marquee sports of football and basketball had tough outcomes. Mack Brown's Tar Heels followed up a 9-5 season in 2022, losing their last four games after a 9-1 start. This year, the football team opened with a 6-0 record, only to go 2-5 the rest of the way with one FBS win over Duke in double overtime. Carolina continued its ACC football championship drought since 1980. Huber Davis's first UNC team as head coach had a mediocre start in 2022, only to get hot and reach the NCAA title game before losing to Kansas. The Hoop Heels were the preseason number one pick for 2022-23, only to become the first state's team to miss the big dance as their stock plummeted. The controversial rule that allows college athletes to profit from the use of their name, image, and likeness, NIL, and the infamous transfer portal have thrown Carolina athletics and many college programs into disarray. UNC has yet to follow other schools in the unregulated NIL world by offering athletes money without regard for what they had to do to earn it. So guaranteed NIL payments have not been promised by Carolina as much as other football and basketball powerhouse programs. With the transfer portal becoming linked to pay-to-play, the Tar Heels' revenue-producing sports have not figured out how to keep multiple players from leaving and luring as many replacements through the portal. May 2024 be better for all of them and for us. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.